You're listening to The Takeaway.
Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry. So how many times have we begun the program with "in these hard economic times"? But imagine this conversation in these hard economic times, right? I'm on the phone with American Express. Yeah, I can't pay my bill. Sorry. But what I can do is print some money for you. Yeah, I'll print these IOUs for you, Amex, okay? And I'll send them off to you, and we'll pay the bill that way. Is that going to work for you? Yeah, they would have hung up long ago. But that is the actual sound that you're listening to of California's printers printing IOUs. They started printing IOUs yesterday to distribute in place of tax returns. And with us this morning to talk about the budget crisis that has produced these IOUs in California and also other states around the United States — they may not be printing IOUs, but they've got fiscal troubles — is Dan Walters, political columnist at the Sacramento Bee, who's been following the California story, and also Michael Byrd, federal counsel to the National Conference on State Legislatures, a group that advocates for state government interests. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Now, Dan, let me begin with you. I mean, I need to know a couple of things about these IOUs. Are you familiar with them?
Yeah.
I mean, what are they exactly? I mean, are they something that says this is $800, promise to pay $800 to Joe Schmo or Fred Jones, or are they the bearer of this is entitled to $800, that sort of thing?
Well, it's actually a state check.
Right.
It looks just exactly like a state check, with but it says in the front of it, it said this is a registered warrant. That's what technically it is. It's called a registered warrant. And it's negotiable with a bank if the bank will take it. It's a promise to pay that money off into the future with interest. And it all depends on your relationship with your banker as to whether they'll accept it or not.
I thought it was illegal to print legal tender unless you were the U.S. Mint.
Well, this is more like a loan or a promissory note than it is money.
So it's more like a bond or maybe even an invoice.
Kind of.
Right? Yeah.
It's a kind of like a bond. It carries an interest rate and everything, but it's in the form of a check.
Right. So how significant and how unprecedented is this for California? We're talking about $24 billion in shortfall, right, as a result of the problems that accrued this week.
$26 billion now,
right.
But, you know, a billion here, a billion there.
There you go.
It happened once before about 17 years ago. That's the first time it had happened since the Great Depression, and this is the second time it's happened since the Great Depression. The state simply runs out of money. It cannot pay all the bills that come in the door on a given month, and so it pays some of them with these IOUs, and they can be paid. There's certain things you can do with it, and certain things you can't give state employees IOUs, for example, but you can give businesses that you owe money to, who you've bought stuff from, or something, or you can get. In this case, the first ones are going out to people who have income tax returns coming. They're getting IOUs.
Right. Well, Michael Byrd is standing by to talk about the rest of the states, but California is so unique. I just have one more question for you, Dan. You know, part of the reason California is in this mess is because you have this ballot measure initiative that restricts the revenue side and makes it a political hot potato to even raise revenue, and then you have difficulties in the legislature. I mean, are ballot measures going to be required to pay out these IOUs?
No. I mean, they're already in the law. They have the legal right to issue them, so they issue them when they have to, when they're out of money. That's all.
And what's the record on the payout? Do they usually get paid or always get paid?
They've always been paid.
They've always been paid.
California's never defaulted on a loan, ever.
All right. Michael Byrd, what is the California situation? Is it the most extreme example of other states, or is it, you know, that states are basically in the same boat as California?
Yeah, I mean, California's in pretty extraordinary a situation, and just in terms of the numbers and how long this has gone on. However, what started out as a small bubble back in the latter part of 2007 has exploded into just a rage of deficits and budget gaps throughout the country. I think over the course of the last fiscal year and a half, the budget gaps that states have had to close totals now around $250 billion cumulatively.
Wow.
With no end in sight.
Now, the way the federal system works in the United States, there are certain federal responsibilities, certain state responsibilities, and certain local responsibilities. In times of recession, it seems that things like Medicare, Medicaid, workers' comp, issues of unemployment fall to the states, and that some of those bills begin to rise in a recession. Am I wrong about that, Michael?
Well, you know, all those bills tend to rise. However, I mean, you know, unemployment benefits, food stamps, you know, our federal programs in which that the states administer, so the direct payments to the individuals, with the states acting as the mid person. The Medicaid is the one area where, you know, you see an awful, you know, an extraordinary amount of spending going on. It's one of the reasons why that was a component inside of the stimulus package that was passed earlier in the year.
Why do states function in a no-borrowing situation where they always have to balance their budgets, Michael?
Well, having worked as a fiscal officer in several state legislatures, that is the custom and the tradition. That is that if you're going to, if for every dollar you take in, you can spend up to $1. And of course, that doesn't mean you can't borrow, but you then have to pay the debt obligation off each year. This is the way it started. I think part of that was a reaction to some of the deficit spending that took place during the colonial periods, when a lot of money had to be borrowed. So I really have never worked inside of a legislature where they really understand a buck for a buck.
Right. Well, Michael Byrd, thanks so much. How many states are basically in the California situation?
No one is in those numbers. In terms of severity, I mean, California's neighbors to the east, Nevada, and to the southeast, Arizona, are two of the ones that are in extraordinary, you know, situations. But it goes. This is a coast to coast problem right now.
Yeah.
A year ago, if we had been having this conversation, I would have said those states that are energy dependent had avoided. This situation, but now they have become a part of the family of woe.
Well, Michael Byrd, federal counsel to the National Conference of State Legislatures, speaking to us from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Dan Walters, a political columnist for the Sacramento Bee. Before we go, that was a media event when they rolled the printers yesterday. You were there, right?
I wasn't there. I was at the last one they did in '92. I was off somewhere else yesterday.
In these economic times, printing money to solve a $26 billion shortfall. IOUs from California. Thank you, Dan.